Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 9th Annual Hale Antique and Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap, Fred Edgerton. How are you, Fred?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you back on the show. I can't believe another year has come and gone.
No, it's been quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is the 9th Annual Show, and now you were kind of the guy that got it all started, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you are a collector, right?
Yeah.
Is that how the idea for this came along?
Right. Because I go to shows just about every weekend all winter, and I thought, well, we'll get one around in this area because there isn't any.
And it's been pretty well received, hasn't it? Yeah. Now, it's happening Saturday, January 3rd. Tell us what's going to be happening on that day. When's it all get started, Fred?
Well, from 8 to 10 is registration. They'll be setting their machines up, and it's at the American Legion this year because the fire department's all tore up.
Oh, yeah,
we got
that's
no
right.
place to park or anything, so
that's
we
right.
We got it out to the Legion, and there'll be you can get hamburgers and stuff at at noon, from noon to six, and
okay.
It's, and I hope we have some frost so we can.
A little bit, huh? Yeah, the weather's been weird. I think last year when we talked, we had nothing to worry about. It was cold and snowy,
right.
And of course, Mother Nature changing the direction this year a little bit, but.
Yeah.
If there isn't any snow, they'll still be out there for people to come on in and take a look at.
It'll still be, the show will still go on. So
now you said registration's from 8 until 10, then the show runs how long? Throughout the day?
Until about 3 to 4.
All right. And then what happens then?
Well, there's, you can go in and get a meal.
Okay.
In a Legion or.
Now, do you also, you have awards for this too?
Do I have a what?
Are there going to be awards also?
Yeah. There will be 16 trophies.
Okay.
And
in various classes, that kind of thing?
Various classes, antique and vintage and best display. Then I got a trophy for Tamra, a memorial that'll be the oldest machine.
Okay. Now, what is the oldest machine that you've had in there?
46.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's pretty vintage, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, about how many snowmobiles do you expect? How many do you get on average?
If there was snow, probably 150.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. There could be 120. It could be 100. So.
And they range in years. You said the earliest 1946 or so. They range right up until, what do you look at, like the
70s? 79.
79.
Yeah.
All right. So you can come on out and check them all out. And you probably get them from all over the area. How far away do they come from, Fred?
Oh, there's one guy from Canada.
Wow.
There's two or three of them from Ohio.
Is that
right?
There's
a couple from Wisconsin. A lot of them from the UP.
All right. And now, this is a free event for people who want to come on out and check out the snowmobiles, right?
Everything's free.
Everything's free.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this year, so people don't head to the old site, the American Legion, which is, I think, on Main Street there, isn't it?
It's west of the stoplight, about a quarter of a mile. It's a big blue building. You can't. And it'll be machines out in front of it. So.
That's right. Now, how many machines do you put in? Do you have more than one?
I only put about six in there because I got so many other things to do.
Yeah, you probably do. Yep. Now, what is the most popular one? Do you usually see more from the 60s and 70s? What are some of the more popular models that come in?
The most popular ones are the 70s race machines.
Okay.
That seems to be the most popular.
Yeah.
But even 60s, there's a lot of 60 race machines.
Now, do you get a lot prior to that? Do you get quite a few from the 50s and the years before?
Not the 50s. They were too popular in
okay.
the 50s.
Wow.
Most of them start in the 60s, but
I've
got quite a few 50s. But
do you? All right. But yeah, most people who come out, they want to see those machines from the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right. Well, again, it's happening Saturday, January 3rd. Now, if they want more information, Fred, how do they get more info on this?
Just call my number at 728-5128.
All right. And if you need more information, I would imagine do they need to pre-register, or do they just come on out if they know about it?
No, just come out, and then they register at that time. So
all right.
And if they have anything to swap, Yeah, or they've got anything right. They want to sell, they're welcome. There's no cost to that either.
That's right. I forgot. Swap meet also going right. on. So, yeah, if there's a hard to find part or something you need for your machine, right. you might have it there.
Right. Or you could buy a machine. So.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. It sounds like a great start to the season. And as you mentioned, hopefully there's a little bit of white stuff around to make it feel more like a snowmobile show, right? It's the ninth annual Hale Antique and Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap, Saturday, January 3rd. And again, that's in downtown Hale at the American Legion Hall there on West Main Street. And Fred Edgerton, Fred, always a pleasure to have you in, my friend, and hopefully we see a lot of machines out there.
Well, I sure thank you, too. So.